Given that it is the common cold, and the popularity of the idea that vitamin C might prevent or treat it, it's not surprising that one of the most visited Cochrane reviews presents the evidence on this topic. One of the authors, Harri Hämeelä, from the University of Helsinki in Finland, tells us more.
The most well-known physiological role of vitamin C is to prevent scurvy, which is a deficiency disease leading to defects in the connective tissue. However, the physiology of vitamin C is not limited to the metabolism of connective tissue. In fact, the deficiency of vitamin C also leads to an increased risk of pneumonia. In animal studies, vitamin C has protected against various viral and bacterial infections. The common cold is the most common of human infections, and the effect of vitamin C on this infection has been examined in several controlled trials. The earliest of them were published in the 1940s, so the topic has a long history. The effect of vitamin C on the common cold became particularly popular in the 1970s, when Linus Pauling, a Nobel Prize winner, reviewed the early controlled trials and in a popular book argued that vitamin C in gram doses would prevent common cold infections and alleviate their symptoms. Pauling was not able to convince the medical community of the benefits of vitamin C, but his book led to some 24 new studies within 10 years. In our Cochrane review on vitamin C and the common cold, we searched all placebo-controlled trials in which 200 milligrams or more of vitamin C was administered. In our analysis of the incidence of the common cold, we divided the studies into two groups. One group consisted of controlled trials in the general community, and the second contained trials in which people were under heavy and acute physical stress. In 24 studies in the general community, with more than 10,000 participants in total, vitamin C had no effect on the number of colds. In this respect, Pauling was clearly wrong. Vitamin C supplementation does not reduce the incidence of colds in the general community. The second group contained 6 small trials looking at physically active people, with only 600 participants in total. Vitamin C reduced the number of colds by half. However, these studies are special. 4 of them were with marathon runners, 1 was with Canadian troops in a northern exercise, and 1 was with school children in a skiing camp in the Swiss Alps. These studies indicate that Pauling was not completely wrong in concluding that vitamin C may prevent colds. The effect is simply limited to extraordinary conditions. Although these 6 studies give strong evidence that vitamin C has an effect on common cold incidence under certain conditions, the findings should not be extrapolated to ordinary people doing moderate level exercise in their free time. Another question is whether vitamin C has an effect on common cold symptoms. In the great majority of published trials, vitamin C was administered regularly, which means every day over the study period. Regular vitamin C reduced the duration of colds in adults by 8% and in children by 13%. However, if our goal is to reduce the duration of colds, it does not make sense to take vitamin C every day over a year to slightly shorten colds, which occur only a few times per year. Instead, it seems more reasonable to take vitamin C therapeutically, so that a person starts taking vitamin C in gram doses immediately after the common cold symptoms appear. Unfortunately, there are only a few therapeutic trials. Furthermore, none of them studied children, although the common cold is a greater problem for children and the benefit of regular vitamin C was greater for children. Therapeutic studies with adults have given variable results, so that some studies found benefit whereas some others didn't. Vitamin C is safe in several grams per day. While there are claims that large vitamin C doses, taking at the onset of a cold, may alleviate symptoms in adults, there is need for rigorous trials before such doses can be advocated as a regular form of treatment.
If you would like to read the full version of this comprehensive review of vitamin C and the common cold, you can find it at www.cochrane.org.